Good morning, everybody. Hope you guys are doing well at home. So, like you all, things have changed drastically for me. I spent a lot of time the past few weeks chatting to youth online, playing games with them online, and making phone calls to see how they're doing. Also, I had a fun time with Frank, Bless, Carla, and Pat, trying to figure out how to set this kind of thing up for us to stream a service on Sunday morning. So I've learned a lot, and it's been fun, and we're learning more as we go. A couple days ago, I was at the grocery store, the local one here, and there's a guy I talk to quite frequently when I'm there. Really friendly, nice guy, and I was just asking him how things were going. And he was telling me it's a pretty depressing time to be working there. He said everyone comes in, they're not happy, they want to get in and out quick. He said a lot of staff members refuse to come to work because of what's going on with this pandemic. So, on top of that, he said everyone's working overtime. They got extra duties, like making sure things are clean, wiping down registers and stuff. And he said he's had people get upset because he's taking a long time to wipe down registers and he's getting really frustrated. And he said it's a really depressing place to be working. So I thanked him for being there. He'd appreciated it. So my encouragement to you guys is when you're going about your everyday shopping in the middle of this pandemic, please remember to thank the people who are working at the stores you stop by. It's a simple way to share the love of Jesus with them, just to say you appreciate them and what they're risking to be working so we can provide for our families and bring home food and supplies. So yeah, that's just my encouragement for you guys this week. I hope you do that. I hope it makes an impact in the world for Jesus. I can't wait to see you all again. I can't wait to meet again. Staying at home, away from everybody, is really hard to do, especially when you're part of a church that loves each other so much like ours. I miss you all, and I'm praying for you, and I hope you all the best.
Morning, Golagay. Greetings, my fellow hand washers, those who've been cleansed from the unrighteousness of the COVID-19 virus by the skill of Purell and bath soap. Bless you and cleanse your hands. Bless you, those who've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. My sisters and brothers, greetings to you who've been made right by the Spirit of God and is the blood of Jesus to stand right, holy, and accepted by God. Brothers and sisters, together with Jesus, family, together with me, and those around the world who call on the name of Jesus. Well, time to catch up a little bit. Greetings from the Berto family home to yours. We have had probably the same week as much of you at home, learning to stay occupied in this very different time. We've been playing a lot of games. May I recommend some to you? Blockus, a great game of skill and actually a fair amount of thinking. Four people can play. Benita wins regularly, but nonetheless, in spite of my wounded pride, I still like to play this game. Skipbo, a pride booster for me because I play this with Cheryl and have played thousands of games with her, and I win most of them. So, Skipbo, a great game, easy to learn. May I commend it to you as well? And finally, this indoor game, introduced to our family by Darcy Bromley. Thanks, Darcy. It's Monopoly that doesn't take hours. It's Monopoly that can be done in 15 minutes to half an hour. A number of people can play. Great game. May I recommend these to you? At our home, Zoe is still working. She's at the McDonald's on Scott Road, which has been reduced simply to a drive-through and is busy. So I appreciate your prayers for Zoe as she's leaning out the door and actually handling money and other stuff, wearing gloves and taking appropriate precautions. But prayers for Zoe are appreciated. And our dear sister and roommate, Melissa Aitchison, is continuing her work doing senior care support in home. Please pray for her that she would continue to bring people life and health and be kept safe. Greetings to you from the fabulous studio of Living Hope Christian Fellowship. I'm broadcasting from beautiful Northwest Surrey here and the foyer of Living Hope Christian Fellowship. Now, lots of you have been meeting this week. I've been meeting by Zoom. We've had small group meetings, at least two of them, overseers meetings, staff meetings. May I commend Zoom to you as well as a way to get together, especially if you have technologically savvy kids in the house. Thank you, kids, who've helped your parents set up meetings with us. We greatly appreciate it. Now, Derek already shared with you how to care for those in need, how to express God's love. He talked about grocery store staff and how to show love in an unsettled time, how to spread the news of God's kingdom. Bless and I had a chance to do so on Friday. We had a homeless substance abuser, substance addicted person come to the church, shivering and cold. And so we brought her in and fed her. Bless picked up hot food and I gave her a lunch. And we did our best to love her. Unfortunately, she left and ran off. But God is opening many opportunities for us to express the kindness of Jesus Christ in this time. And may God open your hearts to creative ways to express His love. Now, I'm going to pray in a few moments and then go through the message, the week's message. And once again, at the end of the message, I'm going to end with the Lord's Prayer. And please join with your language of the heart as we pray together. And then I'll end with a few announcements as well. And please, this is only the second week we've done this. Your feedback on the effectiveness of connecting in this way is greatly appreciated. Brothers and sisters, your pastoral staff love you and miss you. And this is what God's provided for us. But we look forward to the time when we see face to face again. Let's pray. Holy Father, we know everything is in your hands. You've created this world and you brought salvation to this world through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you that you have not abandoned us or left us alone in this world, but have come to save us. Praise you. Thank you. We pray especially, Father, that you would be with all the frontline and essential personnel. We pray that you would keep healthy our doctors and nurses and care aid workers, as they pour out your love and affection on those needing medical attention. We thank you for the more easily overlooked people, like the grocery store clerks and the municipal personnel who keep the water and light and heat on. We thank you for these men and women who serve us and keep our society going. Bless them and keep them safe as well, and give them peace. We pray, Father, also for Dr. Bonnie Henry and those giving wise wisdom, our provincial and federal leaders throughout this country of Canada. Pour your wisdom on them, that your calm may come through their words. We pray the same for world leaders, that you would instill them with a love and a courage for their people, to step up and speak comfort. And we pray for those places that do not yet have the kind of advanced health care that we do. Please restrain the virus from those locations, Lord Jesus. We pray that you would rapidly give the wisdom to create a vaccine and a treatment for this virus to this world, to the minds you've created to understand those kind of things. We pray that you would heal those who are sick. And we pray that in the name of Jesus, you would give us a chance to spread his love and kindness to this world at this time. In his name we pray. So my friends, not only do I bring you encouragement and greetings from Pastors Derek, but also bring you greetings from Pastor Pat, Bless, and Pastor Carla. And I bring you special greetings from this fine couple who love us so much, Pastor Mr. Thane and Pippi Lulu, as they're in Edmonton. They will be with their son and daughter-in-law, or their daughter and son-in-law, Kilar and Ozzy, in Edmonton for the duration of our in-house quarantines. They are there, and they have the delight of helping Ozzy and Keelar carry for their two fraternal twin grandbabies, Royal and Treasure. And so we're delighted with them, and we send them greetings. But when I asked Mr. Thane this week what he would say to us, these were his words. He said, Psalm 91, brothers and sisters. And for those of you who know this psalm, it starts out with these lovely words of encouragement. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I think by God's Spirit, this word also showed up in our Friday night small group. Pillowal received this from God as it gives her strength. And I encourage you to read it. Go take the time to read all of Psalm 91. I will go through a portion of it near the end of the message today. But my point here is God gives us encouragement through words, written and spoken. It happened to me the other night. I was lying in bed with Cheryl, and there are times when I'm filled with worry and anxiety. I'm one of those people whose default to the glass half empty. And Cheryl perceived this by the Holy Spirit, and because she knows me so well. And I believe prompted by the Holy Spirit, she said these life-giving words to me. They're very simple. This is what she said. Frank, I'm not worried. And Cheryl is not worried because the Holy Spirit dwells in her and of her connection to God through the Holy Spirit in her. And as she said these words, it wasn't the words themselves, but it was because they were containers of faith, messengers of faith, that awakened space in me for the Holy Spirit to work. Now, brothers and sisters, all of us who follow Jesus Christ, who've given our lives to Him, have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. And when we have the Holy Spirit, that means Jesus and Father and Spirit, the three in one. We have God within us. And words can allow us to open up greater space in our lives and expand His peace within us. And that's what Cheryl did for me. And that's what I want to do for you today. I want to bring to you God's words to give you increased space in your life for His peace. Proverbs 12:25 says this. Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. So I want to give you some kind words from the mouth of your very Lord and mine today. Our Lord Jesus promises the Spirit and His peace. The final chapters of John's Gospel, verses 13 to 17, are the record of Jesus' final meal with His disciples before His suffering and resurrection. And He went in detail about how they were to live. You know, love one another, that's the greatest command. He demonstrated the servant heart of God by washing their feet. And then looking ahead and knowing the trials that they would undergo, the challenges to their faith that they would face, He said these words of promise to them. He also said these words of promise through them to us. Because our Lord knows every challenge that you and I will face. And these words are for us as well. And His promise to us is this. He will never leave us. We will never need to face trials alone. Reading from John chapter 14, verses 25 to 27, here are Jesus' words. I'm telling these things now while I am still with you. He was still with the disciples. This was the last supper meal, but then He's saying, I'm going, but here's how I'm remaining. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, He will teach you everything and remind you of everything I have told you. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So do not be troubled or afraid. His gift is His presence by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, when He says if we trust in Him, He not only does He prepare a house for us, but He and His Father come to make their home with us. The Holy Spirit. We are not alone. You are never alone. A follower of Jesus is always with Jesus. Amen. So regarding that peace and worry, I'm going to give you a few more scriptures about them to dwell on as vehicles to carry God's peace and encouragement to you. Jesus has some more words to say about worry. As you remember, we went through the Sermon on the Mount, and at one point, Jesus points out the birds of the air, he calls them. Everywhere, all through this world, are birds. And Jesus said, you see these birds? They don't sow, put seeds in the ground, or reap, or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. They don't have a union. They don't have trades training. They're just simple birds. They're born into this world. They live, and God provides them. And God loves the birds. That's why he provides for them. But then he draws a contrast. You see how God cares for the birds? He loves you even more, you who are made in his image. And he goes on to say this. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you'll have enough food or drink, or toilet paper, or enough clothes to wear. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? The answer is, of course, no. If worries could add a single moment to your life, I would not need Jesus for eternal life. I would live forever merely on worry power. But they have the opposite effect. No, our worries cannot add a single moment to our life. So he carries on in verse 31. So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. As Derek's already mentioned and I've reiterated, seek the kingdom of God. Walk in Jesus' path in this time of challenge because he has opportunities to seek his kingdom by saying kindness to the grocery store staff. That's kingdom of God work. To give space to those in the lineup, to smile at those waiting to go into Superstore, to provide for those in need within our community who may be struggling with food, who may need someone to shop for them. Be wise, wash your hands, but God will give you many creative ways to seek his kingdom at this time. And then his promise or his final words. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Amen? So how do I avoid worry and anxiety? Or maybe I should say, in all honesty, how do I lessen my worry and anxiety? Because it still grabs me. I'm like so many of you. I'm going to give you these verses from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. But I'm not going to stop there because I think we often overlook verses 8, which actually applies the verse. Verses 8 and 9, they follow right on this. So Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 7. You know this. Darcy shared it with us. It's one of, Carla put it up on the Facebook page. It's about worry and anxiety. Let me read for you. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. And when you're in the grocery store line, rejoice in the Lord and let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, and with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So we lift our worries and our anxieties up. But that's not the end of what he says. We lift our anxieties up, but he says more. Because I'm still a worried man, and I need more help. And you know, sometimes really sincere Christians will make themselves worried about worrying, that they're disappointing God by worrying. And so Jesus knows how we're made. And Paul gives this very sage advice. He says, change your focus. And this is how he puts it. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Take your creative mind, your imagination, which is a gift from God, and think about Camp Squia, friends, food, family, the beauty of the outdoors, music, fishing, the things that bring you joy that are gifts from God in His wild creativity, the things that He has put in your lives as reflections of who He is. Think on such things. Deliberately turn your mind and imaginations to the beauty and the admirable and the lovely things that God has given us. And then His promise. And the peace of God will be with you. So we lift our prayers to Him with thanksgiving, and then we focus on the beautiful things He's made. Some of them that we can actually see with our eyes, some that we summon from our imagination. Change your focus on the lovely. Focus on God, hear His promises, and finally this, turn off the news. They have to fill the news outlets with content 24/7, and you can get 24/7 worry news if you want. But let me suggest, it's not a bad idea to turn it off. Focus on God, the Almighty, who defines Himself as a Father. And as I move into Psalm 91, I'm going to remind you of this. That when Jesus told us who His Father was, who God was, Father God Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, He said He's like a father. Father who's aching for His children to express His love and forgiveness in warm embrace. The Almighty God is a Father. And here are the words of the Father God, the Almighty, from Psalm 91. I'm going to read verses 1 to 4 and 14 to 16. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him. For He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Carrying on with verse 14. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with long life. Give them my salvation. Now to finish before we move into the Lord's Prayer. What posture helps us in receiving all this from God? Well, simply this. It's humility. And humility doesn't mean grinding ourselves down. It simply means recognizing that our Father, the Lord Almighty, He is God, and I'm not. Or more like this, He is God, and I don't have to be. I can't control everything. I can't fix every situation. But I walk hand in hand with Him who is God. It comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. It's about the attitude that opens up the power of God within us. This joy of recognizing that He is God and we're not. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time He will lift you up in honor. Now what I want you to notice here is the phrase, mighty power of God. That's actually a phrase that says the mighty hand of God. It's only found here in the New Testament, but it's found throughout the Old Testament in reference to God's rescue of the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt. He talks about His mighty hand, His mighty power, that parted the Red Sea, that led them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire at night, that opened up rocks to give forth water in the desert, that poured down food from heaven, his mighty power to rescue. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand, the mighty power of your Father, who is God, who delivers from slavery, who gives freedom. Humble yourself. Recognize that he's God, and that's enough. And then it ends with this. Give all your worries to God and cares to God, for he cares about you. It's the phrase many of us learn, cast all your anxieties on God, for he cares about you. Throw them away. Give what you worry about into God's hands, because he's strong enough to carry them, and you and I are not. Let's end with the Lord's Prayer. I'll give you a moment. Please feel free to join me in the language of your heart. And then I have just a few announcements for the coming week. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen? Now just a few announcements. Next week is not only communion, but it's Palm Sunday. And communion actually is an act of being together with God in the presence of brothers and sisters and having a meal together. And so God knows we cannot be physically together, but he's provided this means of us to be together by video. So what I'm going to encourage you to do, prepare bread and wine or bread and juice next week. And we will read the words of the Lord Jesus, this is my body, this is my blood, and we'll partake together in the message. Now, I want to encourage many of you to continue on your Zoom meetings. Yesterday, the KRG met by Zoom. We will, as overseers, we're meeting together weekly now as we meet together as staff. Just type in Zoom into Google if you're interested about it, or get hold of us and ask us how to set it up. It's a lovely way to talk. And it's free. You can contact us through the Facebook group, which is the place where we put our prayer and conversation and our needs. We can have church-wide conversations. Our Facebook page, where you're watching this now, for announcements and messages. Email at the church office, which you'll find also on our webpage, which is here. You see it down below. And where you can also give by PayPal. It's also today has been declared by the World Evangelical Alliance and the Evangelical Fellowship of Canada as a day of prayer and fasting. Carl put out the link yesterday for this, but I encourage you to spend the rest of the day. Maybe if you're going to fast from TV and the news or fast from a computer screen, fasting most often means missing a meal or two. Fast and pray that God would pour his mercy on this earth. Fast and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face to you and give you peace. Amen. I miss you, my brothers and sisters.